Haters, episode 344 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. I'm also four episodes into my other two podcasts. Well, two of my other podcasts. I have three other podcasts. Real quick, I'll just roll them out. My Ideas is the name of one of them, four episodes into that. I Am Doug Rich, which is a recap podcast for the FX series The Riches, starring Eddie Izzard, Minnie Driver, Shannon Woodward. Excuse me. And a bunch of other great actors. And then my other podcast is Star Trek Enterpods, which is a Star Trek Enterprise watch along podcast I do with me and my dad. And we are now 17 episodes into that podcast. And like within a couple hours of releasing an episode, there will be one or two plays, which means people are listening, and that's cool. I don't have that kind of tracking on this podcast because, as you know, if you're listening to this, you're listening to it directly off my website, or you downloaded it directly off my website. It's not on any of the podcast platforms. It's just on my website. And today was good. This week has been good. I've made more room in the van, so I definitely have room for my piano once I roll over to my uncle's place to grab it, and my guitar, and my records, and my clothes, and like a couple record players, and some board games. And I'm trying to think of like what else I left at his place that I'm gonna be bringing with me, and can't think of much else. And maybe you're thinking, oh, you're bringing a piano, that's gonna take up so much fucking room. Everyone has overestimated how big my piano is. And I mean, the fact that it's going to fit in this car completely set up, I'm going to be driving around with a piano ready to go at any moment. It's going to be fucking awesome. I'm going to film with it for sure. Let's see. Going to get I'm gonna get all my stuff from my uncle's place in the Bay Area, then I'm going to roll through California. And I know that there's a global pandemic right now and everything's a mess and the whole world's a mess, but just trying to live life one day at a time still. And I just watched Coco for my first time, and watched it with my sister and her husband and their two kids. And like, one kid was like so into it the whole time. She's not even two. And then one kid was like kind of walking around and a little disinterested. But such a fucking good movie. I knew I would love it. Everyone who had briefly described it to me without any spoilers, I'm like, yeah, I know I'm gonna love it. It's Pixar. They do excellent work. The songs were amazing. The story was great. And I cried. I mean, is it a Pixar movie if you don't cry in it? But really great movie, Coco. Check it out. I'm sure most of the world has already. Like I said, I've made lots more room in the van for the piano, and one side effect of that is there's no seat left in Shotgun. It's like taken up by my clothing hamper and food. And that's not exactly how I did things with the other car when I was homeless in there, but with the laundry hamper, for sure, that was in front. And I don't know. I don't know what the future's gonna bring, honestly. Like, I'm hopeful that there are good things on the horizon, and I'm hopeful that once I get back to California, things are gonna be able to improve for my situation, aka homelessness, and monetarily, but that's provided I get a job as soon as I get there or a little bit after I get there. But I'm gonna hit the temp agencies, and I'm gonna hit the cannabis jobs hard once I get back out there. I think I said this few weeks ago when it happened, but I had the opportunity to interview for a cannabis job, but it was a Thursday, and they were like, "Can you interview on Monday?" And I could have made the trip, but I didn't have as much space in the van. I didn't have as much of a plan as I do now. And I would have had to drive down to LA, interview. If I got the job, I would have been starting like probably immediately. So then I would have had to take a weekend, if I would have even had a weekend off or a day off, drive up to the Bay Area, grab my stuff, drive back down. And could I have made it work? Maybe. But this way, leaving when I'm actually leaving, I have more control over the situation, and oh, fucking damn it, I hope I get some hits off of some cannabis jobs soon. There's still fucking weirdos out in the Walmart parking lot, just parking, engine on, lights on, and then like a half hour to an hour later they leave. I'm like, what the fuck was your business here? Like, what were you doing here? What was your plan? And I mean, my plan is to sleep here. But it weirds me out when people just stop off in the lot and are just in their car, their running car. And I'm like, I have a plan to sleep here because I'm homeless. You look like a fucking psychopath just coming to a Walmart parking lot, hanging out, and then leaving. Now that I've got four podcasts, I've got to update my window cover. I made a cover for one of the side van doors
through the window so people can't just peer in.
It's got some info on there. It's got some PayPal and some my music page, and it's got Yamatat, and it's got en Star Trek Enterpods, but it doesn't have my ideas or I am Doug Rich. And I mean, whether those are successful or not, it doesn't matter to me. I just have been having fun making them. So I left my sister and brother-in-law's place at midnight, and when I'm recording this, it's currently Friday right now, but they had watched season one of What We Do in the Shadows, and they hadn't started season two yet. And so my brother-in-law pops it on, my sister walks in like 10 minutes into the first episode. And I guess they watch TV very differently than I do, where, like, I mean, I know there's a whole second screen mentality with shows these days, especially if it's like a funny show or a show that you can kind of pay attention to halfway or whatever. But there's so many physical jokes that you just won't catch if you're not watching. And missing any part of that for What We Do in the Shadows, I couldn't imagine. But anyway, we got through 8 episodes in a row. And oh man, it's so fucking good. I love that show. I got to see their reaction to Jackie Daytona. And did not disappoint. Also, Colin's full episode. Oh, damn it. The ghosts and the mosquito collect, wait, mosquito hunters? Mosquito collectors? What was it called? The group?
Anyway.
After episode 8, I was like, there's 2 episodes left. And I wasn't expecting for us to roll into them. And neither were they, because my sister was like, I'm about to go to sleep. And I was like, yeah, I think I'll do. But very, very happy to have watched 8 episodes in a row of What We Do in the Shadows, having already seen it. I caught something that I didn't catch the first time through, which was Jim Coach. Now, that's all I'll say. For the uninitiated, you'll have to get there. Beautiful show. And damn, I've had such a good time hanging out with the family while I've been here in Utah. And I mean, it's expected that we would have hung out while I've been living here. But the amount of fun was underestimated by me. Like, because I don't know, I've been distant. I've been a distant black sheep. I've been just kind of living my life and pushing through and just kind of hoping for the best. And then when I had to move up here under such strange circumstances from my second cousin, whom I've never met, threatening my life, threatening my safety, threatening to beat my ass and telling me that I should kill myself. And like, my uncle was a trooper through all of it. Like, I think he expected me to, like, be doing chores and, like, really helping out around the house all the time while I was there. But while I was there crashing with him, I was looking for work, applying for jobs online, like, going into places and physically looking for work and getting shit back, like, just getting nothing back. And then also getting hounded and told that you should have gotten help by now through medicine, through Medicare and all that shit. It doesn't feel good. It's not a positive thing. And it's like he's well versed in discouragement. It's like quit fucking being so down all the time and just look on the brighter side of things. Try and live day to day, but oh shit. I'm so grateful that he kept my stuff through this whole time. And also so fucking confused why I couldn't bring that stuff with me when I came up here. I'm like, I'll rent a truck, I'll make it work. And still my mom was just freaking the fuck out. That's like her general state these days. It's pretty scary, honestly. She's been nice and tries to be understanding, but I think the religious, astringent way of living has worn on her mind and her, I wouldn't say heart. She's still got a great heart. But stress of things that are out of her control and trying to bring those things back into her control, that's where things get dicey. And like unnerving. Because once one comes to terms with their own death, and once one abandons religion, it frees your mind. It frees your just a lot of mental real estate. I may not. I was gonna say, I may not be the best example of mental real estate, but I think I am a good example of dealing with things when things get rough. And like, I find a way and I just keep pushing forward. And oh, with this whole unemployment, up to 40 million people unemployed out of around 300 million, that's a gigantic chunk of the country. And with everyone's $600 a week that everyone was depending on this whole time, and I only received one time, I haven't received my $1,200 initial stimulus check, I haven't received my federal fucking tax return, even though I did my taxes April 15th. And with the waves of evictions and eviction notices that we're seeing, shit's about to get fucking crazy. September is going to be an avalanche or a mudslide or a tsunami that's just gonna roll into October. Everyone's gonna fucking like forget completely about Halloween, which is fine. Like, Halloween's fun, but thinking about the housing crisis, thinking about the economic collapse that we're about to see, thinking about people being homeless. It's about to ramp up. Like, I'd say the threat level of starvation, threat level of homelessness, threat level of unemployment right now are at about 30%. But in September, it's going to ramp up to about 60%. And threat level is a subjective term, and those percentages I rolled out, it's just what I'm perceiving and what I am seeing as whatever kind of reality. What the fuck? Like, you heard that, right? That bass? First of all, nobody needs that much bass in their car. Second of all, it's 1 a.m. and they're just now rolling into a Walmart parking lot. Like, what kind of fucking psychopathic life do you live when this is your meeting place? Go the fuck away. Go to your home. Go to someone's home. Get the fuck out of here. And there's the small possibility that whoever keeps rolling in here at all these hours of the night are here to, like, check up on this homeless van. Truly, what could your fucking issue be? Walmart parking lot, man. What a fucking loser. I'm not the loser. I'm here to sleep because Walmarts are generally accepting of this kind of thing. And no one's hassled me this whole time. There have been people, like I said, who roll in, cars on, lights on, half hour to an hour later, then they leave. And I'm like, why were you even here? What is your point of your existence? I might keep this one short. Or short. Compared to the ones where I go on for an hour and a half. The weather has tamed a little bit, but it still gets hot as fuck here. Like, at least at night, it's a little bit cooler than before. What is your deal? Get the fuck out of here. You weird ass. And now they're leaving? Oh my fuck. What could your business have been? I mean, it's clearly not business. Get the fuck out of here. There's been so many times where I've been tempted hard to just open up the van door, walk over to whoever just parked, and is just fucking sitting there. Like a meaningless asshole and then just going, hey, what brings you to the lot? Because probably nothing. I don't know, I was bored, so I came down to just hang out in a parking spot. Oh, so your life is pointless, huh? So you're a fucking loser, huh? It's like, I know that people want to get out of the house, but go to a gas station, get something to eat, and then leave. Don't come to a Walmart parking lot, sit there, and then leave. Like, what in the fuck? I can't fathom what they would be doing. And most of the time, it's one vehicle. Not two vehicles. Not people getting out, saying, hey, what's up, hanging out. Like, that I even kind of understand. But in that same, on that same note, why the fuck are you choosing a Walmart parking lot to hang out in, you fucking loser? Holy fucking shit. Oh, god damn it. Non-existent goddamn. Wow. When I started recording this thing, my battery was at like 22%, 20%, and now it's at 41%. Not bad. Not fucking bad. Not fucking bad. Bad. Not fucking bad. I might do another episode of my Star Trek Enterpods podcast tomorrow. And the last one. Okay, so here's a quick side. So like I said, my mom's reliance on religion has worn on her mind, and proof of that is, like, the other day my dad and I were finishing up Star Trek Beyond, because I hadn't seen that one yet of the JJ series. I hadn't seen that one yet, and I wanted to have seen it, and we watched like 75% of it one day, and then my mom got back from wherever she was, and then we were watching the rest of it a couple nights ago, and she goes, I don't like how he looks. Like, it was one of the aliens. He's like, I don't like how he looks. I'm gonna go out and sit outside until this is over. It's like, fucking just go upstairs into your room, like, or go on the computer, put some headphones on, like, whatever you think is happening, it's a fucking Star Trek movie. Like, move on with your life. Holy shit. Star Trek is some of the tamest storytelling ever. It can be a little intense because there's misunderstandings. I can't handle misunderstandings. She's never said that, I don't think, but it's something I'm sure that has gone through her mind. And then, damn, like, the last episode of Enterpods we did, there was talk of the Vulcan ritual of the mating ritual, basically. And they're like, yeah, it happens once every 7 years, and it's called this, and blah, blah, blah. And then I went to record the episode of Enterpod, episode 17, with my dad yesterday. He's like, we may have to watch the episode in your van. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, your mom is, I don't know, she reacted to that last episode, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because they talked about a mating ritual? Like, you're a fucking adult. Mom, Clearly, you had to have sex at least four times to have the four kids that you had. Fucking hate how repressed I grew up, how repressed of a house I grew up in, and and how repressed my mom still is about that shit. It's like, grow up, dude. Like, you're a full ass adult getting retirement benefits from a job you worked for 41 years. Grow the fuck up. Yikes. Anyone out there is listening and they're of the Mormon Church or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or the LDS Church or whatever the fuck you want to call it, get out of there. Like, leave. It's a cult and it tries to take over your life completely and it changes, it ebbs and flows and changes with the world little by little here and there. But I mean, as all religions are, that particular religion is a gigantic control freak. And if it gets you to the point where you can't watch a fucking Star Trek Beyond, or even Star Trek Enterprise, that was on network TV. That was shit where it's like, we can't show butts. We can't show butts. I don't think they can say ass. Or could they have? But yeah, get out of your religions. Get out of there. Get the fuck out of there. It's all a control structure. And if you're paying money to a church and to attend that church, quote unquote, in good standing, get the fuck out of there. Just leave. I quote the cat from the beginning of that episode of Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. Just leave. It's just like, just like how I feel about these stupid fuckers who pull up into this parking lot with no agenda. Just leave. If you're in a church and you go to that church and you pay money to them, just leave. Get the fuck out of there. If this pandemic is teaching us one of many things, it's that there certainly is no God out there. If you have to make up a higher power to regain control of your life from some kind of a vice, if that helps you and that's like a wonderful thing, don't call it God. Don't give power to a word that was made up to control societies for millennia. Multiple millennia. Anything, just put on your critical thinking cap and just really think. Just think about the way the world is going, the way the world has gone, the way that so many religious zealots out there have impeded progress. Remember the Crusades? You heard about it? It's when all kinds of religious soldiers killed people who weren't religious. Fuck you, religion. Fuck your control. Fuck your lack of imagination, I guess. Like, when you give yourself completely to a religion, you're fully saying, I don't I don't know what else is out there, and I don't care because this is what I like, and this is what I'm comfortable with. If you're not open to new ideas, then you've completely blocked your mind and your heart from opening up to the possibility of things that are out of your control. And I understand that the law of attraction exists, and that if you're constantly putting out into the universe something that you want in some way or another, then of course that thing is going to find you, or you're going to find it, or someone else is going to find it on your behalf, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many different ways it can go, but pigeonholing yourself into a religion is not the answer. I promise you. Again, if there's anyone out there from that church that I mentioned, who has left or is looking to leave and needs any kind of help or has any kind of questions of how to move forward, hit me up. Find me on the internet. I just told you four different podcasts, including this one, that you can find me through. Myideaspodcast@gmail.com. That's for the My Ideas podcast. I am DougRich@gmail.com. I also, for anyone out there who has been a constant consumer of new things and buying the newest thing, the newest everything, trying to keep up on trends, fashion, and fucking the newest phone, or just fucking the newest whatever. If you're tired of that shit, watch The Riches and listen to my podcast, I Am Doug Rich, and you might learn something about yourself, about consumerism, about capitalism, and how it's just fucking destroying the world. I feel like the epicenter of the destruction of capitalism is the United States. And we've seen that with people being upset that they can't go to a restaurant, or people being upset that they can't, that their kids should not be going to school right now. And the reason why so many legislators are pulling for schools to open is because money, because money, because money. They don't fucking care if the kids are going to be held back a year, or if their school year is going to get interrupted in some way. They just care about the money. And this country has no safeguards in place for what we're going through. So many different people are in reaction mode instead of preparation mode, instead of thinking mode, instead of logic mode. And we're seeing it in spades with how many people are getting infected by the virus and how easily it's being spread. But some people are just tired of dealing with it, tired of the mental capacity that it's taking in their brain to deal with something that they don't quite understand and don't want to understand, just want it to be over. It's like there was someone who made a song. It was like, it's not over because you're over it. And it was on TikTok, I think. And well fucking said. I mean, it's not over just because you're over it, or it's not over because you're over it. But it's not. It's not over. It's still, like, numbers are still rising. Deaths are still rising. We saw how fucking stupid the president is with that interview with that Australian guy on Axios. And he's just like handing him pieces of paper and he's arguing against facts. And there's so many people who are like, yeah, these aren't facts. Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, they fucking are. We're in a very weird place as a society. And if we don't buckle down and do what needs to be done for the safety of others, like New Zealand did. Quick shout out to New Zealand. If you'll take me there, if you'll accept me there as someone who wants to live there, maybe live the rest of their days there, I would love to check it out sometime. I've never been. I hear it's really fun. I've met Taika Waititi. He was very, very kind, and he was very funny, and in that, I believe it was Harmontown, an episode of that podcast at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. Rest in peace, Meltdown. But yeah, I would love to visit and maybe live there. Jacinda, Prime Minister, well done. Your response was impressive and a shining example of what could have and should have been done here in the U.S. And again, with these safety nets that should be in place, and with so many people who are out of work and who have stopped receiving the $600 a week, and with all the evictions coming up, and with all of the unemployment, it's going to be a fucking shit show come September. It's already a shit show. It's going to be a fucking shit show in September. So get ready for that. Not only with the Black Lives Matter protests still going on, I applaud all of those protests. And with the protests against police brutality, which, I mean, they're centered from the George Floyd murder. And the heat is on. The stress is being put on police, which shouldn't exist. The police, I'm saying. The police shouldn't exist. Fuck the police. Defund the police. Get rid of the police. But Portland is a fucking shit show right now. Like, there's a lot of people who are there, and they're peacefully protesting, and they're singing songs, and they're chanting, and getting the attention of the police to try and get them to understand what's really, really going on. And police are so fucking dumb. And I don't just mean policing is dumb. I mean, police who get the job are dumb. And that's part of the acuity test to get a job as a cop. You have to be below a certain intelligence to be able to get the job. Because if you're too smart, then you're gonna find out that what you're doing is just enforcing imagined power, because cities have given you money, and then you just keep, like, it's an endless cycle of abuse. to the citizens, to the people who you're giving tickets to the people who you're shooting and fucking murdering, to the people who you're beating and throwing tear gas at and rubber bullets. Like, what the fuck kind of terrorist organization has embedded itself in this country? So much so to the point where people have American flags with a blue stripe in it, and they people go, "Blue Lives Matter," and it's like, you don't understand what you're fighting against. I know I said I was gonna end this episode like 20 minutes ago, but I got on a good stream of conscious, and if this podcast is nothing else on the solo episodes, it's a way to vent what I'm feeling, and to talk to the listeners about just general things that are going on in the world. And if I mean if any and every listener out there told two people about this podcast, we'd get the word out to a bunch of people. I mean, I have to assume after 344 episodes that I have some listeners out there. You may not have listened to every episode, and you may not have listened to full episodes on every episode you've listened to, but I appreciate anyone out there who's just like, yeah, I'll listen to this dude's little pirate radio show. And I appreciate any and all interaction with listeners, of which there is not that much. There hasn't been pretty much the whole time. There's been some when this podcast was on Apple Podcasts. At the time it was iTunes. There's been some reviews, and I appreciate those because I think it maybe helped some people find it. Okay. So, I think that's gonna be it for this episode. Everybody out there who's afraid of what's going on in the world today, I encourage you to smoke or eat or vape cannabis during the times that are a little rough. It really helps. Anxiety, with depression, it helps you sleep. It increases your appetite. It kicks your digestive system back into gear if you're feeling constipated. Like if you just need to just chill out and have some semblance of normalcy. By the way, check out Adam Caton Holland's new album, Semblance of Normalcy. Or is it Some Semblance of Normalcy? He recorded a new album, and it just dropped, so check that out. I haven't heard it yet, Adam, if you're out there listening. I doubt it. I gotta have him on the podcast at some point. He and his two friends, Ben Roy and Andrew Orvidal, made a show on True TV called Those Who Can't. And The three of them make up a comedy trio called the Grawlix, Grawlix. And that word means the sound an animal makes. Wait. Grawlix? Huh. Or maybe it's the shit. No. It's not the sound an animal makes. Growlix is what you call a grouping of like symbols in a speech bubble when you're trying to convey exclamation in dialogue. Whoa. Pretty sure I got it. Look it up. If I'm wrong, tell me. At Yamatat. Yamatat. But they also have a podcast called The Growlix Saves the World. Check that out. Check out All Fantasy Everything. It's a really fun podcast. I'm caught up on. I listen to everyone. Check out the Pen Pals pod. The pen, I think it might just be called Pen Pals, but with Daniel and Rory, with Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel. Check out Dumb People Town with the Sklar brothers and Daniel Van Kirk. Check out the Jackie and Laurie show with Jackie Cation and Laurie Kilmartin. Check out Facial Recognition Comedy podcast with Zara Ali, Pallavi Ganalan, and Fizza the Sun. And check out Culture Kings with Jacquise Neal and Edgar Montplaisir. Check out The Male Gaze, Gaze, with Alan Strickland Williams, Steve Hernandez, Zed Kutzinger, Brody Reed. Let's see. Also, I didn't say the main crew in All Fantasy Everything is Ian Carmel, Sean Jordan, David Borey. Check out other shows that I also listen to. And maybe we could get a conversation going that way. I don't know. I've resigned a long time ago that maybe people won't talk to me through the podcast, but maybe they'll just listen. And that's good enough for me. So yeah, stay safe out there. Wear a mask. Wear a fucking mask. Wear a non-existent goddamn mask. And, this has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. And I'll think of an episode title later. All right, later.